Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration, had a tremendous conversation at breakfast. Everybody that was there had fun. Sarah didn't show up again. That's fine. She missed the entire conversation, so we will pass on to it. It's her loss. What are we covering today?
Well, let's talk tornadoes. And let's talk tornadoes specifically for us in the Chicago market. So not just the restoration guy coming up here and saying, oh, look out for these storms. I'm being totally sincere and serious. I want to tell you some of my background. I grew up in the state of Kansas, real tornado alley, where preparing for tornadoes every spring and summer was a way of life. You know, there were at least a few warnings throughout a spring and summer, and then there was at least a handful of times we'd go to the basement. Now, I've never been directly impacted by a tornado. My city has, and I've seen the damage that they've done. But my whole childhood I was raised with tornado safety. And I want to encourage everybody in Chicago and Illinois to heed the warning that Tornado Alley has shifted a bit. Did you know that last year, Illinois had more tornadoes than the state of Kansas?
Yeah, why is that? Wow. I was going to say, doesn't it seem like we're abnormally high?
The weather patterns, the jet streams, the changing in, you know, global warming or whatever it may be, I'm telling you, Illinois is on the map for tornado threats.
Western suburbs.
Yeah.
It was going through subdivisions. Steve Hendrickson, one of my guys, caught it on his Ring camera. It went on the other side of the street that he lived. His home got, you know, some shots from flying debris, but the other side of his street ripped off roofs.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I remember that storm. There were tree falls everywhere. There was this and that. There was devastation. That actual tornado storm, I saw the biggest loss I've ever seen in Chicago. It was an apartment complex with 11 buildings.
I remember that.
All the roofs came off.
I remember that.
All 11 buildings, every occupant was immediately displaced. Nobody was killed or badly injured, but
thank God.
You're talking 11 three-story buildings. I think each of them had like 350 apartments. All those folks were displaced from their homes immediately as a result of that storm. Mm. So stay safe from tornadoes. Chicago, there's a lot of great stuff online, and WGN has great notifications for dangerous storms, but please heed the advice. Have plans for you and your family. And in the worst case scenario, when they strike, call Blue Sky Restoration.
What services do you provide? I know you do fire.
Yeah.
I know you do floods. I know you do mold because you came to my house and did mold. I know you do water remediation because you've helped out hundreds of listeners who've had broken pipes and had our thousands of. I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Yeah, who's counting?
Big shot. You know, Mr. Abacus over there. But how can you help with a tornado? What type of services do you provide for tornadoes?
You guys, Blue Sky Restoration is the real powerhouse in restoration in Chicago. We're also the powerhouse in restoration in the United States. We are the big player on the block. We do everything. We do absolutely everything in terms of property restoration. So if a tornado strikes or fire, flood, our list of services are we do emergency board up. We pack out personal property. So if all the personal property needs to come out, we get the personal property out. We mitigate structures for mold, water, and fire, asbestos. We also are a complete and full-scale general contractor, which also then is our biggest claim to fame, is that we are such a big construction contractor that we can turn jobs faster than our competition. What sets us apart from our competition is literally our communication is perfect. The way we settle the claims and get through the process is perfect. But most importantly, our operation is excellent in terms of speed of repair. Mm. So when you're down apartment units or you're down your single family home, we can assess it, mitigate it, and repair it faster than others.
There's nothing worse than living through that, being there. So that speed is so important.
You don't want to see these projects drag on. Yeah. And it's really painful to see a restoration project drag on when it shouldn't.
Yeah, especially for the homeowners. It's painful.
Absolutely.
If you were at breakfast, you would have heard a horror story from Chrissy over here and her husband and two beautiful kids. You want to share that?
Sure. That exact thing happened. I wish we had known Blue Sky back then. A year ago, January 18th, to be exact, our house suffered a horrible flood from a water main burst. And we were displaced for 110 days in a hotel with my husband and two children. And then from there, moved to a rental house. It took over a year for us to move back in our home.
Yeah.
everything you speak of. Like, we, you know, has multiple companies. It took forever.
Adjusters.
The 14, 15 adjusters.
And you're just helpless. Company. There's nothing you can do, right?
Nothing. We are still dealing with the adjusters. The water remediation company, it was like kind of a nightmare working with them. There was no boxing up of any of our personal
items. What did it rhyme
with?
The company that you use, what did they rhyme with, or what was the name of the company? What do we don't care. What was the name of the company?
ServPro.
Okay, you didn't have a good experience.
We did not.
Okay,
we did not.
Well, that's your personal opinion. There's nothing wrong with that.
I will say it wasn't someone that we had contacted. That was kind of put in the works for us when we had called in our claim that we are still working through. But yes, it was a nightmare. It would have been lovely to work with somebody that had everything in house. That knew exactly what we needed. We had no idea. I mean,
just
how do you prepare for this? Like,
right.
We had no idea what we were supposed to do. We're like, oh, we're going to call our insurance broker.
Yeah.
And we did.
Thinking you'd be steered in the right direction.
Well, they just pass you on to, like, the claims department. You never hear from your, you know, your insurance broker. Like, they just take your check, right, every month. But they have absolutely nothing to do with when you actually have a problem. So
we take a quick break. You see all the things you would have found out at breakfast. We could have dived deeper. Now we got to go to news. Kleppen's waiting. He's like, all right, enough about insurance and the water. Feel bad for Chrissy. I got to talk about news.
Hackberg, off of there.
I know. Corey, we'll come back later and talk more. What's the best number for our listeners to reach? We got to take a break.
800-956-8844 or goblusky.com. GOBLUSKY.